Dave, you know Dave Lee.
Okay.
Dave, the co-star of the Nick Shirley videos, warned, because he's been surveilling these Somali businesses for years, documenting their fraud, warned, these Somalis get violent. And we're, especially when you try to take their stolen money, the money they stole from us, we want it back. They will mob you, hundreds of them. And we're starting to see this as ICE agents have been surrounded twice in the last 2 days, barely escaping without some kind of mob violence. And the problem is that Democrat leadership, they know better, but on the ground, they're giving their sheeple the impression that ICE is violating the law. They're telling a lot of lies, and I'm going to break them down because these are very easy to debunk, and very cynical that they would be told. But I want to show you where we are right now. Yesterday, Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey went on a podcast and said that he is weighing, they are weighing, the Democrat Party, arresting ICE agents because the ICE agents keep breaking the law. Now, one thing you'll notice universally when Democrats say that, they don't say what they're doing that's illegal.
Yeah.
It's just presumed you know whatever the thing is. That is because there is no thing that they're doing that's illegal. It's all made up. But Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey is now asserting he can arrest ICE agents.
You're basically asking, can our cops arrest them?
Yeah.
From a legal perspective, yes. From a practical perspective, to state the reality, yeah, it does get kind of hard when they drastically outnumber us and they have bigger guns than we do. It does. And here's the thing. We don't want to create warfare in the street.
Yes, you do.
We want to keep our communities safe.
No, you
don't. We're trying our very best to do that.
No, you're not.
So nobody, our police officers, ICE agents, civilians, nobody can act illegally. Nobody can. And so we're trying to find the best way to prevent these ICE agents from acting illegally while not causing a firestorm on the street.
So the podcast, by the way, he says no one can act illegally. This has just come out overnight. The training materials, Lee, from the Minnesota ICE Watch that Renee Good did her training with. And it show it. They not only advocate using your car to block ICE agents, which ultimately got her killed, but they also teach unarresting. So that is where you interfere physically with the arrest by, quote, pulling or pushing an officer off of an arrestee or breaking their grip on the arrestee. And they have it says you could combine it with tactic one. They call that the most risky, as it requires physical contact with the officer, which could lead to an assault on an officer charges or escalate LEO's response. What is tactic one that they want you to combine it with? It's called using a secure grip like a gable grip that's illustrated above. Hug the arrestee and pull them out of danger. By that, they mean help the illegal immigrant, child rapist, or wanted terrorist to escape the bounds of an arrest by ICE. These are training materials. I have them up on my X feed so you can see. So this idea, Jacob Frey, no, nobody should break the law. They're training these people to break the law.
Every bit of that is
Democrats are.
Yeah.
Here's Jacob Frey, so the liberal podcast host, who's got a skull full of mush for brains because he's been like so propagandized to he can't even process reality, is saying, okay, but your officers, you can arrest ICE, right? They're breaking the law.
It's crazy that you're even there, right? I can't commit one way or another to deal with how our law enforcement officials should deal with rogue federal law enforcement. And it's like, these are the guys that are the don't tread on me guys. And they have federal agents coming into your city, menacing your citizens who aren't
illegals.
Doing anything illegally.
Criminals.
And you've got to, I have separation of powers discussions in the mayor's office. It's crazy.
The bottom line is we are working on every strategy that is available to protect our residents, and where illegality is taking place, where people are being mistreated and hurt, our officers are going to be there to help the best they can to keep people safe. Now, what that action looks like, obviously depends on the situation. Again, the goal that they're trying to get to is they got to keep people safe.
Okay.
Anybody can get arrested.
What they're trying to do, Lee, they're training these shock troops to go in and do things that get them hurt or killed by ICE agents defending their own lives. Then they take the bloodshed, say, see here, now we're going to start arresting ICE agents. These people on the streets are being used by Democrats. Yeah. To get the escalation level they need to begin physically repelling ICE agents from Minnesota and other Democrat places.
Well, their narrative needs a higher body count so that they can then propagate this in the media.
Yep, absolutely. They need blood. Like that movie, There Will Be Blood. Yep, they need blood. They've been trying for 11 months to get it. They've been really struggling, and the problem they have is X. People get real news, and then they don't want to go in the streets like they did during George Floyd when the FBI was inside of X censoring real things. So they're having trouble. They're struggling.
I would love to debate this guy on his comment about the no, don't tread on me crowd, because I can tell you exactly where we are being tread upon. And it started with the Biden administration with the southern border, our open borders, and then allowing, particularly as the state of Minnesota did, for people who are not even legally in this country to then access benefits and get grants and aids for money that is our tax dollars going to things that didn't even exist, and then ship the money out of your Minneapolis airport to foreign lands for, you know, who knows what. Well, we do know what. It was going to, in many cases, to some foreign terrorist activities.
Unfortunately, a lot of these Democrat sheeple in the streets have never heard what you just said. They don't know. They're just heard that Trump is targeting Somalis because they're brown. In fact, that's, again, what they're being told by Ilhan Omar, who took to television last night to repeat these lies, probably in a bid to stay out of prison.
I'm so exhausted in trying to ask what any of this has led to you finding any criminals that you have indicted that explains why you are wasting so much of our taxpayer resources and also terrorizing our communities.
Well, she's just disappointed we didn't send them more money. That's the only thing about the taxpayers' resources she's disappointed about.
Yeah, and I mean, Tim Walz, the governor, said in a fundraiser just a few weeks ago that the media was barred from entering, but somebody went in there with a camera anyway, like a phone camera, and recorded him. He said, listen, we want to increase the funds. We want to increase Somali immigration in Minnesota, but we also want to increase the funds for these programs. He's doubling down. He's not only saying we're going to keep going, he's saying we're going to increase the fraud is what we're going to do. But here, coming up, I'm going to break down the lies they're telling their sheeple to get them in the streets. Because, Lee, Democrats are arming up against ICE. This is a new thing. It's all over TikTok. They are discovering that they actually like their Second Amendment rights after all, and amazing. They're going to go and fight ICE, they think.
We are under occupation. And this is what the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things is for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists for
this. I'll explain coming up. With the lies they're telling and the violence that is brewing out there.